Oxford Street lit up last night as the countdown to Christmas began. Shop windows had been unveiled and adverts premiered in the lead up to December the 25th. So when does Christmas start for the great British public?
Probably the day before. Whereas, years ago when our boys were little, it started about 2 weeks before and we spent 3 weeks shopping.
Usually when I get my grandchild's presents, that's when it starts. Probably about 2 or 3 weeks before. And then, of course, there's the all horrible Christmas food shopping, which I hate anyway, so about 2 weeks.
And I noticed you've got Christmas jumpers on. Yeah. What marks the start of Christmas for you?
Ordinarily, it's not the cessation of bonfire night, but I asked someone to organise a works function for Christmas, and I thought they said the 6th of December, so I signed off on it. Actually, double-checking the paperwork, they said the 6th of November, so...
James Cooper runs whychristmas.com and feels our festive cheer is very much dictated by retailers.
I think the retail industry certainly wants to sell as much things as it can. That's his job. But I think it does start too early. I mean, in America, they have Thanksgiving, which forms a bit of a buffer. So everybody has the excitement of Thanksgiving and then the Christmas things really start to kick in. But over here, we haven't really got that. So I think Christmas sort of is a good excuse for them to get things on the shelves.
Indeed, John Lewis's Monty the Penguin advert went viral yesterday, with other big department stores releasing their campaigns today. In our poll, the Coca-Cola advert was crowned the most iconic Christmas advert, with John Lewis's yearly offering coming a close second. But what was our self-proclaimed Christmas expert's verdict?
I think the Coke, because it is the classic one for me. Although people say, of course, Santa's red and white because of Coke, he really actually isn't. But Coke kind of reinvented him to be their Christmas mascot. So, I think the Coke advert for me.